Look, remember the tragic story about the 10 babies who died at a Tembisa hospital after that outbreak of the drug-resistant bacteria CRE? Well, there are nurses that are now saying they are not shocked by the incident because they claim the avoidable deaths of those infants is generally the order of the day in many neonatal wards in hospitals across the country. Let's speak to Lerato Madumo now, who is the Young Nurses Indaba Trade Union President. Lerato, good afternoon. Thank you for speaking to us. You believe what happened in Tembisa is a tip of an iceberg. What information do you have to suggest what's been happening could have been avoidable and that this is a regular occurrence?
Hi, good day, Clement, and good day to your listeners. Yes, indeed, this is actually the order of the day. I mean, for nurses who work with neonates at neonatal ICU, they will actually tell you that the overcrowding in most of our facilities, not just in Gauteng, but across the country, you find that the overcrowding has become unbearable. You'll find that newborn children need to sleep in at least three or four in one cubicle. I'm sure you've seen also a video that is making rounds of just showing you just newborns, but we are not even sure what's wrong with the other. We actually stack them together and they just must share because we can't put any of the children on the floor. The infrastructure that we are using, Clement, is really old and dilapidated to a point that by size alone, it's almost impossible to be able to render that quality healthcare. And infections, I mean, in bigger hospitals, it's actually worse. The infections of acquired infections is actually something that is put under the carpet on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I see even in your statement, you indicate that, you know, often there are 60-bedded neonatal wards that often houses up to 90 neonates. And as you say, that surely increases that possibility of these outbreaks. But that's an infrastructure problem, as you point out, you know, which government needs to address. Surely hospitals can't turn people away.
No, no, true that. Hospitals, as they sit now, they can't say, you must return, you must not go because we are full. They keep on taking and taking, but we understand also equally the risk that the more we take, it actually can result into deaths of these children. And you know what becomes worse? I'd like to think you remember the story of Tele Mokwerane, where the same outbreak was there. Children were decanted because the spotlight was now on Tele Mokwerane. The children were moved to Tambo. And Tambo, which was more like a 40-bedded, had to take more than 100 children at a time. But imagine during visiting time or during the time where fathers need to see children. It's children, it's mothers, it's fathers, it's the staff. Everyone can be infected, a harbor of this infection, and that can put the most, you know, vulnerable of the children in state of harm.
And Lerato, I like that you also indicate that, you know, there are nurses that are demotivated, you know, given all of these challenges, the shortage of staff and material resources, they are demotivated and disgruntled in some cases. And you mentioned that there's a need to also emphasize the good habits and the habits of good practice. And sometimes, and this is what I thought was a suggestion from your statement, you're suggesting that sometimes they don't do and perform these good practices because of their frustrations, and therefore that may place the lives of these infants at risk.
Look, when you're dealing with a unit that is so overcrowded to a point that you don't know where to touch, remember, you are already aware that, as I like to put it bluntly, you actually go to work on a daily basis, knowing fully well that lives that can be saved, that can be restored, that can be put back to health, are actually going to die. It's demotivating. No one wants to go to work and know that children are going to die in my hands, but it happens. So that on its own works on the psyche of the nurse. And the nurse is really disgruntled and very unhappy. And yes, on the part of good practices, we can tell parents, we can tell children, doctors to wash their hands. But washing hands will not solve the overcrowding, the fact that we don't have enough cribs to put these children in and actually nurse them in a decent and a safe environment. So yes, they try their level best. Every unit of ICU that you call into, you'll find that you can spray your hands, but that is nearly not enough.
All right, Lerato Madumo, thank you so much for speaking to us. She's the president of the Young Nurses Indaba Trade Union.